Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simon Shin Pei Aleph. We are on the last line of page Resh Mem Ches, about to turn on to page 496. Simon Shin Pei Aleph is Dinei HaMevatel Rishuso V'Ovra V'Hotzi. The halachos of one who's been mevatel his rishus, like we've been discussing, and then he does the wrong thing and he carries out and he takes back his bittul. Says the Mechabrins of Aleph, HaMevatel Rishuso, one who nullifies his rishus to others, V'hotzi achakach mibeso v'chatzer, and then he goes and carries from his house out to the chatzer. So b'shogeg eino oser, if he did it by accident, he will not aser on them. B'mezid oser, but if he does it b'mezid, he's going to aser on every one of the chatzer to carry. Sharei choser mibitel shabitel, because he's going back on the bitel that he did. V'imhechziku bokfar, however, if the members of the chatzer already were machzik in the chatzer, meaning shehotziu mibateim lechatzer, they already carried out from their houses to the chatzer, o shechnisu mechatzer lebateim, or they brought in from the chatzer to the houses, then eino yachol lachzer mibitulo, then the person who is mevatel rishus cannot go back on the bittel. Ularashi ein chazakam u elis elo im kein echziku mishachashecha. Rashi says the chazaka that the person does after he's mevatel his rishus only helps if it's done when Shabbos started already. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. So a person was mevatel rishus and then he carried out afterwards. Pirish sha'ovar v'hotzi. He did an aveira by carrying out. So Shar Tzion explains what exactly is aveira. Delomi boya im lo bitel rishus beso elachatzero. Needless to say, if he was only mevatel as chatzer and not as bias, the usher, that it's usher for him to carry out. Share motzi rishus rishus. He's carrying out from his rishus to the rishus of everyone else. He's not allowed to do that, like we learned in Shin Pei Sif Aleph. Ella afilu in bitel gam rishus beso. Even if his mevatel rishus he has in the chutzer and the rishus in his bias, gam kein aser lahotzi. It's still aser from the carry outside. Share al yidei hotza aso choser mi bitulo. Because like we're saying over here, through carrying out, he's going back on his bitel. V'yesh iser lemafreya, and that becomes aser lemafreya. V'hai dehiter b'shin peis of beis, that which we said it's mutter in simin shin peis of beis, that once he's mevatel rishus of his chatzer and his bias, he can also carry out freely. Mari la'achar shechziku. That's only after the members of the chatzer were machzik already, so it locked it into place, so then he can carry out. But over here, before they were machzik, once he carries outside, no matter what, it's going to be forbidden. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkatan Aleph, Pirish, Sha'ovar, V'hotzi. Sifkatan Beis. We said in the Mechaber, if he did it b'shogeg, it doesn't aser. B'mezid, it's oser al b'nei ha-chatzer l'taltil. He has taken back his bittel. There's no eruv that incorporates everybody in the chatzer, so everyone's aser to carry. Sifkatan gimel shari chozer, he's been chozer from his bittel. Shenirik kechozer u'machzik. It appears like he went back and he was machzik b'rishusha bittel, in rishusha was mevatel. U'mikom okom im chozer achakach u'mevatel mechadosh. If after he goes back on his bittel, he goes ahead and is mevatel again, mahani, that will help. Kosav Magen Avram, de lo amrina chu kechozer umachzik ela aydei hotzah mibayis lachotzer. We saw this Magen Avram yesterday. Says Magen Avram, we don't say it's a chazara of his bittel unless he carries from his house to his chotzer. Aval imachnis mechotzer labayis lo nire kerotzer lachotzer mibituah. But if he only carries in from the chutzer to the house, that does not look like he's being chozer on the bittel he did in the chutzer. It doesn't look like he's going back on his bittel to mas again in the chutzer, because again he's carrying from the chutzer to the house. We already wrote earlier in Simin Shin Peis of Kodin Tezayim, Shekama Poskim Chokim Alzeh. There are various Poskim who argue the Magen Avraham, Usvirulu, and they hold, the Ein Chiluk Bein Hotzah L'Achnasa. A person could go back on his bittel both by carrying out and by carrying in, Ukemo Delo Mechalkinan Bein Hotzah L'Achnasa L'Inyan Hechzik. The same way that the Mechaber told us right now, Kumoshim Mesayim HaMechaber, like you read in the Mechaber over here, the same way the members of the chotzer could be machzik, either by carrying out or carrying in. So some poskim argue to Magen Avraham and say that he can be chozer on his bittel by carrying out or by carrying in. There's an interesting note over here, note number 6. So on this Magen Avraham, he says that a person only can be chozer on his bittel of the chotzer from carrying from his house to the chotzer, but not from the chotzer to the house. Aval, Bibitel Gamis Rishus Beso, that Mishabura, that Mogen Avram is gone when he was only Mavatel his Rishus in the Chatzar. But if he was also Mavatel the Rishus he had in his bias, so there the Mogen Avram writes, Sha'osir Lahachnis Labeso, in fact he cannot carry from the Chatzar to the house. Vimhichnis Nechshav Kechoz Shechozer Bo Mibitulo. So if he was Mavatel his Rishus in the Chatzar, only carrying out will be a chazara. But if he was mevatel also the rishus he had in his house, so then even carrying in the Magen Avraham holds would be a chazara. Ubebir achila kosam by Mordechai. The Mordechai explains pashit sha iser hu haachnosel rishus shabotla. The area that you mevatel you can't carry into that rishus. V'lochin bebito rak es rishus chatzero. If he was only mevatel his rishus in the chatzer, so it's mutter lo lahachnis mea chatzer labayis. He's going the other way. Sharei mea chatzer hu motzi ve'ino machnis. That's why the Magen Avraham says that's going to be okay. Aval bebito gamis rishus peso v'mevatel's area in the chatzer and in the bayis, so osur lo lahachnis labayis, and he can't carry into the house. You can't carry into the rishus that you were mevatel. The Matzah Shekel writes further that according to the Magen Avraham, that if you mevatel your rishus in the chatzer and the bayis, and you carried into the bayis, not only are you ruining the bittul of the bayis, it also ruins the bittul of the chatzer. That's what the Matzah Shekel says over here in the rest of note number 6. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura Sivkat and Dalit. So we said he's chozer on the bittul in one of those two ways. However, if the members of the chatzer were machzik first, he can't be chozer. Sivkat and Dalit, then hechziku. Kodem shechozer v'hotzi kelev, before the person who was mevatel went back and brought out his kelim, if they were machzik, it's too late. Eino yachol achzer, he can only be chozer, sefkot and hei. Debechol mokom chazoka mu'ilav k'niyah. In all places, a chazoka helps for a kinyan. V'af agav she'ein zo chazoka gemura, even though it's true this is not a real chazoka, afilu hachi, even so. Hekelu chachom and bala chachom are lenient about it. The mahani kishar chazokos, that it will help like other chazokos. This first shita, before we get to Rashi, holds that you could be machzik in the area that the other person was mevatel, whether it's on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos. But then we brought in the Mechaber that Rashi says the chazaka will only help on Shabbos. Sivkot and Vav, the mibod yom. If it's still day on Friday, lo muchacha milsa, it's not clear what you're doing. Sharigam below bittul. Even if there was no bittul, yecholim lahotzi ulahachlis, it's not Shabbos. You can do whatever you want. So it doesn't show that you're being machzik in the area who is mavatel by doing it before Shabbos. Therefore, Rashi holds the bittul has to be done bedafka on Shabbos. Ayin ber alocha sheish lahachmir kadeazo. Look in the ber alocha that says that you should be machmir like the shita of Rashi. Says the Mechaber vaitis abiz. Yeish bittul rishus mechotzer lochotzer. Besides having a bittul rishus from one bias to a person in another bias, you can also have a bittul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Lo shna shtei chatzeros. It doesn't matter whether the case is two chatzeros. Upesach beineyam, and there's a doorway between them. The erevel kol achas leatzma, and each chatzer made their own eruv, but they didn't make an eruv together. So they want to be able to carry in the other chatzer, so the people of that chatzer can mevatel their rishus to this chatzer. That's one scenario that you can have a bittul between chatzeros. Veloshna eruv yachad, and it doesn't matter if they made one big happy eruv together, the two chatzeros. And the Mishavura explains, but one person and one of the chatzeros didn't contribute, so he's able to mevatel his rishus to the two chatzeros. Yechola is going back in the first case of the two chatzeros. Yechola kol achas levatel rishus lechaverta. Each chatzer is able to mevatel their rishus to the other chatzer. Liyosa muteres leishtamishba. So the other chatzer will be mutter to make use of both chatzeros. Velohi, but not the one who's being mevatel his rishus. A third scenario, a bitl mechatzer lechatzer. So lo shna shtei chatzeros zol lefnim mizo. It also doesn't matter if the case is that you have two chatzeros, one inside the other. V'lo irvu ela hachitzon alavada. Only the outer chatzer made an eruv. Shepnimis oseres al hachitzona. In that case, the inner chatzer that didn't make an eruv, since they walked through the outer chatzer, it's regel that's aser b'mekoma aser shelo b'mekoma. That will be a problem. But yichol alavata lo reshusa. The inner chatzer can mevatel the rishus to the outer chatzer. Shelo tishtamish velo tavor alea ela b'shosh atzichim lotzis. That they will not go and walk through the outer chatzer unless they absolutely need to get out. V'tia chitzona muteres, and that's enough to make the outer chatzer mutter. Oim ervu yachad, Or if the two chatzeros made one big Erev together, v'nosnu eruvam b'chitzona, they placed the Erev in the outer chatzer, v'shochach echad me'apnimis v'lo Erev, and one of the members of the inner chatzer did not contribute to the Erev, so yachol levatel reshus, so that one person can levatel reshus, dahainu shi'evatel reshusa l'kol echad m'bnei apnimis, that means to say he'll be levatel reshus to every member of the inner chatzer, v'gam l'kol echad m'bnei achitzona, and also to every member of the outer chatzer, v'yehu levado asr v'kulim, he'll be asked to carry out to the chatzer, everyone else will be mutter. So now let's see the Mishabura that will explain this involved sif. So the first point that we saw over here in the Mechaber was being mevatel me rishus l'rishus, and he gave three examples. So says the Mishabura sif katan zayin, yesh bitul rishus me chatzer l'chatzer. There is a concept of bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Kemo she yesh bitul rishus me bias l'bias b'chatzer echad. The same way in one chatzer, one bias can mevatel his rishus in the chatzer to another bias, you can also do it from chatzer to chatzer. Sif katan ches. The first example was two chatzeros, a doorway in between, each one made their own Erev. Says the Mishabura, the Elo Ervu, if they didn't both make an Erev, ain mevatel, and you can't be mevatel to a chatzer that didn't make an Erev themselves. Kemoshin is bar b'simin shin pei, like we saw in simin shin pei, de l'shnayim ain mevatelin. You can't be mevatel your reshus to two separate people, l'fisha kol echad osra al chavero, your bitul won't help, because they'll still be usher. So it has to be that not only That one you're being mevatel too, that they made an erev together. The second case that the Mechaber said was lo shna ervu yachad. The two chatzeros made one erev together. Mari b'sheshochach echad me'am v'lo erev. Like I explained before, they both made an erev together, but one member of one chatzer forgot to contribute. The yochol levatel reshus of that one person can mevatel reshus levnei chatzer shelo to the members of his chatzer v'gam levnei ha'acheres, and also to the members of the other chatzer. Then the Mechaber went back and he said, in the case of the two chatzeros, each one could choose to mevatel the reshus to the other chatzer. Sevkotan yud, this is koya reshus. It's going on the first case. Ahecha she'erva ko'achas latma, where each chatzer made their own erev. Da mevatlum reshusam, those who are mevatel the reshus, shuv asurim lohotzi mi bateim lechatzer, they can no more carry from their houses to their chatzer. Vehecha she'shachach echad, but where one person forgot velo erev and he didn't contribute to the erev, ubitel reshusa lekulam, and he was mevatel reshus to everyone, hu levado aser, he alone will be aser, v'kulam mutarim, everyone will be mutter. Then we have the third case of the Mechaber. We have one chatzer inside the other chatzer. So the way the Mechaber set it up at first was, the only ones who made an erev were the outer chatzer alone. Says the Mishabura, Yudalef Elo Chitzona, the Imgama Chitzona Lo Ervu, if also the outer chatzer did not make an Erev, Lo Evshev Abitul, it's not Shayach to be Mevatel to them, the Ein Mevatel Rashus L'Shayim V'Kanal, like we said before, you can't be Mevatel to two people. So therefore that would not help, it only helps for the inner chatzer to be Mevatel to the outer chatzer if the outer chatzer has an Erev. Sevkotan Yud Beis, the outer chatzer made an Erev Levada alone, V'oz Havi Apnimis Regel Ha'asura B'Mekoma. If the outer one made an Erev and anyone did not, so the inner chatzer is considered Regel Ha'asura B'Mekoma, they can't carry inside. So the Mela V'osera Shalob B'Mekoma, they will Aser outside as well. The Kanaba Simen Shinayin Ches. So that is the case that we're discussing over here. The outer chatzer made an Erev, the inner chatzer did not make an Erev, so we said the inner chatzer can be mevatel the reshus to the outer chatzer. So the Mechaber said, shepnimis oseres al chitzona, yichola levatel al reshusa. The inner chatzer can mevatel to the outer reshus, the outer chatzer, shelo tishtamish velotavar alea elo b'shosh atzrichim lotzes. They won't go out unless they really have to, says the Mishabur Yud Gimel, de'ein shvises haregel oser elo im asiyas tashmish. Just walking through does not aser unless you do some kind of use there. You use it. So they say, when we battle Rishus, we'll only walk through. We won't do anything there. When we need to walk through, we'll walk through. That's going to be enough. And the Mechaber says, V'tiach Yitzonu Muteres, the outer chatzer will now be mutter to carry into the chatzer. The other scenario the Mechaber said within the two chatzeros, one inside the other, is they made one big Erev together, they placed the Erev in the outer chatzer, and one member from the inner chatzer forgot to contribute. So he came mevatel reshus to both chatzeros to make everyone else mutter, he'll be aser. Says the Mishabur Yadal, v'nosnu eruvam b'chitzona, they placed the Erev in the outer one. Lav dafka. It does not have to be that the eruv was placed in the outer chatzar. Dehu adin, same thing is true. The nosnu eruvim bapnimis, if they place their joint eruv in the inner chatzar, gam kein tsaruch hapnimi levatel reshusol shteach haseros. If they place the eruv in the inner chatzar, it's the same thing. The one in the inner chatzar who did not contribute to the eruv that joins everyone together will have to be levatel reshus to both chatzeros. Velo sagi b'sheyevatel lepnimis levat. It won't be enough for the one who did not contribute to the Erev that lives on the inside to mevatel just to the inside. Vihehu oreach legabayon, he'll be like a guest by them. Velo yeser aleihem, and he won't aser on them. V'achar kach yisalku him atzman legamim l'shamish b'chatzar chitzona. And then they'll close themselves off and they will not make any use of the outer chatzar. That will not be good enough. Dekevan shehaivus ba mehem, since the crookedness, the trouble, the one who did not contribute was from them, from the inner chatzer, shari echor bibnei chatzerim shochach la'ariv, one of them forgot to give to the eruv. So memele yevsher lehem lehistalak bibnei achitzona, they can't just remove themselves from the outer chatzer. Achareish en eschabru mitchilu yachad, since from the beginning they really always joined together al day eruv echad, since they made one eruv together, even though the eruv is on the inside, if it's one of the members of the inside that messed up by not contributing, they can't just say, helping mevatel reshus only to the inside and they'll block off the outside. You all joined together with the outside and now you messed up, so you can't just block yourselves off and make everything good. He would have to mevatel reshus not only to the members of the inside, but also to the members of the outer chatzer. Sivkotan tesvav, v'gam l'kol echa b'mnei achitzona. This person that did not contribute on the inside must be mevatel reshus to everyone. Shenasu kechatzer echad al deheiruv. The two chatzeros really became one through the eruv. Vafilum yirtu bnei apnimi lehistalek atzlam and achitzona. And again, even if the inner one wants to stop off, break off from the outer one, gam kein lo mahani bebitul of bnei apnimi levad, it still won't help him avatli rishus only to the inner chatzer alone. Vekanal b'sif katan hakonon, like we just said in the last katan. Ubeprat specifically lefimash etzira mechaber, according to the way the mechaber set up the case, shehairuv munach b'chitzona. The eruv, in fact, in our case, is in the outer chatzer. So belav hochi yefsher lehistalek mehem shareha eruv munach etzlam. You're going to break off the inner chatzer from the outer chatzer to try to make him mutter on the inside and have him only mevatel rishus to the members of the inside, but the eruv is outside. So that certainly will not help. We said in the last Sekotan, even if the eruv is inside, it's not going to help. Certainly it's not going to help in the case of the Mechaber, where it is outside. Finally, Sekotan Tezayin, then we'll see one more short Sif. The Mechaber said that if the one on the inside did not contribute to the eruv is Mevatel as Rishus to both Chatzeros, all the members, they all are allowed to carry out. He cannot carry out. V'yiyahu levado aser, haynu lahutzi mibayis l'chatzer, to carry out from a house to the chatzer, kedle'el b'simen shinpei, like we learned earlier in Simen Shinpei. Sif Gimel, yesh bitul reshus b'churba. Not only is there bitul reshus in the chatzer, there's also bitul reshus in the churba, which is a destroyed house. Meaning, shem hoyu shnei batim b'churba b'nehem. There were two houses, and in between them there was a destroyed house. Shehi shel shneihem, that churva belongs to both the houses on the two sides. V'shachachu v'lo ervu, and these two houses forgot to make an eruv together before Shabbos. Yochol echad levatel reshuso lechavero, one can be mevatel his reshus in the churva to his friend. V'liyoso mutterbo, and then his friend can use it. So they own the churva together. They should have made one Erev together. The Churva is like their joint Chatzar. They should have made an Erev together to enable them both to carry to the Churva, but they forgot. So one of them can mevatel his rights in the Churva to the other one, so the other one will be able to carry from his house to the Churva, and this one who is mevatel Rishus obviously will not. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Zayin b'Churba v'lo amrinam. We do not say shelo hekelu chachamim bebitul reshus ela b'chatzer shelifnei abatim. We don't say that the chachamim were only lenient with this concept of bitul reshus only by a chatzer in front of the houses. Shebohu ikir tashmisham, where that is their ikir use. So you might think that you can only mevatel reshus to a chatzer, which is before the houses, which is the ikir use. That's where they do a lot of things. It only works over there. Maybe it wouldn't work by a churva. The chiddush of Sif Gimel is that bitul reshus works across the board, even by a churva. Sif Katan Yudches Shehi Shel Shneim, it belongs to both of them. Ayin La'el B'Simen Shin Ayin Vav. Look earlier what we learned in Simen Shin Ayin Vav. We will stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.